Good morning, Sower Nation. It's Monday. Oh, I love Mondays. Mondays are one of my favorite days of the week because it's a new day. It's a new week. If you had a tough week last week, it's a new week this week. His mercies are new. It's Monday, December 29th in the year of our Lord, 2025. I am Tara Beth Leach, and this is your wake-up call. Hey, I don't know if you're a Monday person or not, but several years ago, the Lord just reshifted how I viewed everything because it is an opportunity to make it a week that is meaningful. It is an opportunity to dedicate it to the Lord. And maybe you're having one of those Mondays. It's your first day back to work since Christmas. Maybe you've already spilled coffee on your pants. Why does that seem like a Monday thing? I don't know. But for me, if I spill coffee on my clothes, it's always Monday. Am I right? I don't know. But maybe you're just having kind of a Monday, you know, it's like, here we go. And you're not feeling excited. Maybe you feel like you're in the waves. Well, guess what? Today's call is for you. And so we're going to consecrate ourselves on this beautiful Monday. I invite you to join me with this opening word. Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ's light will shine on you. Let us pray. Jesus, I belong to you. I'll just invite you to just really pray that prayer. Pray it from the heart. Say it with me. Jesus, I belong to you. Say it again. Jesus, I belong to you. Jesus, I lift up my heart to you. Say that again. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Friends, it's a Monday. It's cold if you're living in the Midwest. I have my fuzzy blanket trying to stay warm. Maybe it's foggy where you are. Maybe it's snowy where you are. Maybe it's rainy where you are. But wherever you are, I do pray that Christ's light does shine upon you. And I believe that God has a word for you, because that's just like our God. These moments don't have to be fleeting. But the Holy Spirit, I've mentioned this on another call, the Holy Spirit is like a highlighter, often highlighting the things that God wants us to hear. And so we're going to read today from Mark's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. So hear now the word of the Lord. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the storm, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" And they were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." This is the word of the Lord. This is a terrifying moment for the disciples. We've got to understand that the sea was a terrifying place. It, for them, in ancient Near Eastern culture, the sea represented the Leviathan. It was a dark, evil abyss. It was a terrifying place. And so not only are they in a boat hovering over an abyss of evil and darkness and the unknown, but now it's coming into the boat as the waves are cresting inside, and somehow Jesus is asleep, like a sleeping baby. So in this text, they're on the boat and Jesus says, "Let us pass over to the other side." And they didn't wander into trouble. And they followed the instruction of Jesus. And sometimes storms just show up in the middle of faithfulness. They did exactly what Jesus told them to do. They obeyed. And yet a storm came. I don't know about you, but have you ever felt like that in life? Where you feel like, I'm doing everything I should be doing, and storms just keep showing up. It seems like nothing can go right. It's just one thing after the next, and we're just waiting for the shoe to drop. God, do you not hear me? Do you not see me? Sometimes storms just show up in the middle of faithfulness. Not because you missed God, or not because you were disobeying God, but it just happens. And Mark notes that in this passage, there were other boats with them. In other words, the storm wasn't private. Others were going through it as well. Others were watching. And this matters. This matters. I want you to catch this. This matters because when you trust in the storm, it can become your testimony to someone else. When others watch you navigating a storm and watch you trusting, it can become a testimony to someone else. I know that I have been ministered to by so many different saints. I can't tell you how many times as a pastor I've gone into a hospital room to visit someone that just had gotten out of surgery and they are not well. And watching their trust in Jesus is a testimony to me. So the storm hits. The wind and the waves are cresting into the boat, and somehow Jesus is asleep. This is both comforting and disturbing. It's comforting in that Jesus was just so unbothered by the storm. Jesus was not even afraid. But it's also confusing because, I don't know, I mean, you'd think that he'd wake up. The disciples are panicking. I mean, if it were me, I would want Jesus to panic with us. I'm one of those people that if I'm scared, I want you to match my fear, right? If I'm experiencing turbulence on a plane, like, I want you to validate how terrifying this is. So they wake him up in their fear, and they said, "Why have you brought us out here that we will die?" And so now their fear is turned into an accusation. Not only are they not able to trust, but now they are accusing Jesus of bringing them out there on purpose so that they would die. My friends, he then says, just like the Maker, he says, "Peace, be still, be quiet," he shouts to the storm. So our nation, the one, the Prince of Peace, in your boat is not merely a comforting presence, though he is. He is Lord, that even the wind and the waves obey him. Jesus doesn't just bring comfort in the storm, but Jesus has authority over the storm. And then he asks them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" Now, it could seem like Jesus is shaming them for being human, but instead Jesus is awakening them to the gap between his presence and their interpretation. Jesus being asleep didn't mean he was absent. Jesus being asleep didn't mean that Jesus was powerless. Jesus being asleep didn't mean that Jesus didn't care. Jesus being calm didn't mean that Jesus didn't care. Sometimes the greatest miracle is not that the storm stops, but that God wakes us up to his power while the storm is still raging. And so this story has an interesting part where even after Jesus calmed the storm, they were still terrified. They still had fear. But now their fear was something else. They went from fear of the storm to fear of God and awe of Jesus. Sometimes when awakening comes in our life, it moves us from being terrified or afraid or stressed or anxious about the circumstances all around us. But then when we lift our eyes to Jesus and we really begin to behold who God is, who is Lord over the storm, we move from fear of the storm to fear and awe of a holy God. Awakening to trust doesn't mean that fear will disappear, but it means it will get reordered. You stop fearing what can break you and start revering. You start to revere the one who holds you. Now, there's another layer to the other side of the storm. Mark, when they cross, they meet a man among the tombs, the one in chains who gets free, which means the storm is trying to keep them from a mission of liberation. The storm is trying to keep them from living missionally. So sometimes the storm is not just about you. It's about what's on the other side of your obedience. So what do you want to do with this on a Monday? What could God be revealing to you in the storm? What's absolutely stunning about this passage is Jesus doesn't allow the storm to consume him, as did the disciples. The storm was raging, and they allowed the fear and the anxiety to consume them in such a way that they became the storm. Think about our world. Storms around us are raging. And I think sometimes we fear the storm to a degree that we become the storm. Think about political debates online. A storm is raging in polarization, and before we know it, we start to become it. We start to reflect the rage and the anger of this world. And I think to a degree, the disciples, they began to reflect the rage of the storm because they allowed it to consume them. What are the storms in your life that are working to consume you in such a way that you're becoming it, that it has ownership over you? How might God be calling you to turn from fear of the storm to awe and reverence of the one who has power and authority over the storm? Jesus rose above it. So can we. So try this simple practice. Name the storm. Tell Jesus, here's what's filling the boat. Here's what's trying to consume me. Here's where I wonder if you care, because it seems like you're asleep. It seems like you're silent. And then perhaps hand it to him. Jesus, speak peace into my life. Jesus, speak peace into the storm. Jesus, speak peace to me. Speak peace over the storm. Speak peace. Trust isn't denial of the storm around us. But instead, trust is surrender. Surrendering to the one who is Lord over the wind and the waves. How can you bring Jesus your storms? How can we find forgiveness? Is it time that we come and we ask God for forgiveness for the questions? God, why are you silent? God, do you even care? God, why are you asleep? And maybe today the awakening that God wants to do in us is that we would wake up in faith. Steady, grounded, and trust. That God would speak peace into our lives where we are overwhelmed. Why? So we can get to the other side, to live missionally toward obedience, freedom, and love. So here's a few reflection questions for you. What's filling your boat right now? Where have you wondered, Jesus, do you even care? What is one obedient step you can take today toward the other side? Let us pray. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. You are the one that brings order out of disorder. You are the one that brings healing out of brokenness. You are the one that brings justice where there is injustice. You are the one that brings light into the darkness. You are the one that brings love where there is hate. You are the one that brings together what is lost. For you are Lord. You are Lord over all creation. And so, Jesus, we pray that we would not keep our eyes on the wind and the waves, but instead we would trust in the one who has authority over it. So, God, awaken us to trust today. May 2026 be a year marked with trust. There's so many unknowns as we go into 2026. We don't know what losses we will have. We don't know what disappointments we will have. We don't know what pain we will experience. But God, we pray that no matter what, we are able to say, it is well with my soul because I walk with the Lord, and the Lord is Lord over 2026. You, Jesus, are Lord over 2026. And so we posture ourselves with trust and obedience. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Friends, we are joined by the amazing Dan Wilt today as we are going to sing the song, It Is Well With My Soul. I just love these words, these lyrics. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. it is well with my soul. Sower Nation, let's get those seeds and let's sow love today. Sow love today by being a calm presence for someone else who's in a storm. Call someone who's anxious, pray with them, sit with them, be steady, and let's get our seeds. And it's time to sow for the awakening. My friends, for the awakening, I'm Tara Beth Leach, and I'll see you on the field.
Thanks so much, Tara Beth, for that entry today. We're going to worship together with the hymn, It Is Well. It's hymn number 344 in our Great Redeemer's Praise, and we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 4 together. Let's worship. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught,
see you on the field.